It's been a funny old week, or two, or three, and anyone that knows me, has chatted to me recently, will know that I'm thinking about radio again. I haven't done any radio in a long time, and that's suddenly making me very aware of sounds. And I've been listening to David Hendy's Radio 4 programme, which is on at 1:45 every day during the week. It's a series of 30 short programmes all about noise. And at bedtime today, I was reading poems to my daughter. She gave me a book to read. And she asked me to read this one by Roger McGough, and it just seemed very appropriate. So I don't normally do this sort of thing, but there's all sorts of things happening at the moment that I don't normally do. So I will share this poem with you. It's called The Sound Collector. A stranger called this morning, dressed all in black and grey, put every sound into a bag and carried them away. The whistling of the kettle, the turning of the lock, the purring of the kitten, the ticking of the clock, the popping of the toaster, the crunching of the flakes, when you spread the marmalade, the scraping noise it makes, the hissing of the frying pan, the ticking of the grill, the bubbling of the bathtub as it starts to fill, the drumming of the raindrops on the window pane, when you do the washing up, the gurgle of the drain, the crying of the baby, the squeaking of the chair, the swishing of the curtain, the creaking of the stair. A stranger called this morning. He didn't leave his name. Left us only silence. Life will never be the same.